Poland takes lead in EU fight against illegal gambling. On January 1, 2025, Poland has assumed the presidency of the Council of the European Union, which gives the country the opportunity to shape the bloc's agenda for the year. Among Poland's main priorities is addressing the issue of illegal gambling, which it says costs Europe approximately 7.2 billion euros annually in lost tax revenue. Calling for unified action. Poland is urging member states to collaborate more closely to combat illegal gambling and align their regulatory and enforcement measures. According to press reports, Poland has proposed the formation of a dedicated working group under the European Commission. This group would consist of national experts and focus on harmonizing efforts across borders. The European Betting and Gaming Association, among other organizations, has long advocated for greater cross-border cooperation in gambling regulation. Poland's initiative could be the first major step toward this goal and signal a shift in the EU's approach to tackling black market gambling operations. There have been signs of increased cooperation in recent months. For instance, Liechtenstein and Switzerland announced a data-sharing agreement that will enforce mutual bans on individuals excluded from their casinos, with the arrangement covering both online and land-based gambling. Poland's proposal reportedly includes measures to strengthen ties between member states in areas such as AI-powered enforcement technologies and combating illegal websites, which will extend beyond gambling into other sectors. The cost of black market gambling. Illegal gambling remains a persistent issue across Europe, even in countries with established regulatory systems such as Germany, Sweden, the Netherlands, and Belgium. In Germany, the problem has become particularly contentious, with trade groups accusing the national regulator of downplaying the scale of black market activity. Observers argue that such unchecked operations undermine regulated markets and cost governments significant revenue, making unified EU efforts more critical than ever. As Poland settles into its role as EU Council President, further details on its proposed strategies and collaborations are sure to emerge.